Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider, president of Pella Dollars for Scholars. Rich Martin joins us on today's program to talk about the upcoming application process for Pella and Pella Christian seniors as it relates to Dollars for Scholars. Well, Rich, we're here today to talk about Pella Dollars for Scholars. And coming up, the application period for high school seniors at Pella and Pella Christian who are graduating, they'll have a chance to apply for some scholarships. Before we talk about that, let's talk about the organization itself. What is Dollars for Scholars, and how did it really come to be here in Pella?
Well, so Dollars for Scholars has an interesting history, starting off in the 1950s by an optometrist in a town in Massachusetts who thought, boy, if everybody in this whole town would just contribute a dollar for scholarships, we could send most of our kids, if not all of them, to school with substantial amount of scholarship. That took off, became a national program called Dollars for Scholars, and it's administered by an organization called Scholarships America. And Pella, through the Community Foundation, joined this organization in 2000, actually won an award for being the best new organization in 2001. And since then, we've just been on a roll.
Yeah, and it's quite the substantial amount of students this group has impacted over the last 18 years, which is strange to think that it's now been a full generation of high school students who have been impacted by this group, and there's been quite the impact.
You're right. Since then, we have given out 3,383 scholarships, and that's over $1.4 million worth of scholarships in just that amount of time, and we're still rolling.
Well, and one of the pieces of this is it requires community support, as you had mentioned. And every year I go to the awards nights at both Pella and Pella Christian, and it's substantial the amount of individuals, businesses, industry, you name it, that contribute to these. What does it mean to be working for an organization that has such broad community support?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most fantastic things about Pella. What got me and my family to come to Pella originally was as how well Pella values education and supports the future of its youth by investing in their youth. And so that comes through loud and clear in organizations like Dollars for Scholars. We're there for these kids as they graduate to give them some assistance and give them a chance to go to college with a little bit less financial burden. And let these kids go out and shine in the real world and show to the world what a great education system Pella has overall. These kids are well prepared for college by the time they go out there. We help them a little bit, show them some community support, and then they go and they become great citizens, as we know they will.
Well, and the reason why we're talking today is because the big timeline is coming up for these students and their families. The applications are going to be opening up as the new year opens. Just what are some of the key times that we're thinking about now as we start this application process, so the class of 2020 gets to be a part of this experience and these scholarships?
Well, I would recommend that anytime a parent or a student wants to take a look at the website, to go to the website even now, even in December, if they get a chance, log into pella.dollarsforscholars.org and take a look at the process itself, get a general overview of it. You'll get to see some essay questions and what they should be kind of prepping over the course of the next month or so. And then the actual application process begins right on January 1st. It will require parent involvement, especially in terms of some of the financial things they have to do, which is similar to filling out the FAFSA, so parents should understand all this stuff. And then the application process itself will go from January 1st through February 28th this year, or next year, 2020.
And so throughout that entire time, too, there's opportunities for help. There's opportunities to ask questions. And as you said, opportunities to explore. You want these students to maximize their applications when they're coming in. And if they need the assistance, there's members of Dollars for Scholars that can help.
That's correct. So go to the website, can contact us at our Gmail account, pelladfs@gmail.com. There's a phone number to call if you have questions. It's a message phone, but we will get back to you about that. If you know anybody on the board, feel free to reach out to them. And then, as you had mentioned, Andrew, one of the most important things that I really want to get across is that Be confident. When you apply for scholarships, go out there and be yourself and show everybody how unique, creative you are. Take a look at those essay questions. Yes, there's some standard things you need to answer, but then be creative on top of that and go for it. Go for all the scholarships that you would be able to get. So if it's a scholarship that you're qualified for, all of them, I recommend that you apply for that. It's a little extra work, but it's certainly worth it.
Well, and that's the big key about this, too, is that anybody who fills out an application full and correct and all the info is right and up to date, the goal of Pella Dollars for Scholars is to make sure every student who wants the aid and applies for the aid will get at least something. And regardless if that's a community award, an honor scholarship, which your fundraiser nights help us fund, that's the whole point of this, is that every student feels like they have a part in this, too.
That's correct. We want to make sure that we let every student who wants to go to college know that we support them as a community and as an organization. We want to make sure they have right behind them the support of Dollars for Scholars. There will be a scholarship for you if you go through the process. So just a couple of last or recommendations for parents and students interested in doing this. I recommend that you start the process now by going to the website. Take a look at the website. Take a look at the essays, the general kind of qualities that are being looked for in essays. Start an outline, perhaps, even in December. This is a fantastic time of year, the holidays, to talk with your family and friends about your scholarship application process and what they see in you as strengths and things that you could build on in an essay, and then use those. Be confident. Apply for the scholarships that I said that you're qualified for. Don't assume you're not going to get a scholarship. Assume that you are a great candidate for the scholarship. We really want to encourage that. And if you want to do this the right way, be yourself. Stand out. Show us the true you. Be creative, be unique, and be you.
Find full application and timeline details for the Pella Dollars for Scholars application process at kniacaberless.com.
If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniacaberless.com under podcasts. And subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.